This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival aims to showcase the cultural, social and economic fabric of the eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products including 34 GI-tagged items. Our correspondent reports that the event will also host a fashion show, design conclave, buyer-seller meet, which will offer a platform for meaningful collaborations and long-term economic impact. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the 69th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to Baba Saheb by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contributions of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, other members of Parliament and several other dignitaries also offered floral tributes to the Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution at Prerna Sthal. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. The Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, began its three-day deliberations on Wednesday amid concerns over rising inflation. Experts believe the central bank is likely to maintain the status quo on the repo rate, but may consider adjusting the cash reserve ratio. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptative water harvesting project in Meghalaya. The loan agreement for the climate-adaptative community-based water harvesting project was signed yesterday by Joint Secretary in Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission, Mio Oka. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. These facilities will incorporate climate-resilient designs to capture and manage heavy rainfall and flash floods during the monsoon season. India and China have agreed on the need for effective border management and maintenance of peace and tranquility in accordance with relevant bilateral agreements, protocols and understandings reached between the two governments. The 32nd meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held in New Delhi yesterday. Both the sides reviewed the situation in border areas and reflected on the lessons learned from the events of 2020 in order to prevent their recurrence. French President Emmanuel Macron said he will name a new prime minister in the coming days after Michel Barnier resigned following a no-confidence vote in Parliament. In an address to the nation yesterday, the French president rejected opposition pressure to stand down, vowing to stay in his post fully until the end of the mandate in 2027. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has announced the extension of the date of participation for the ongoing Viksit Bharat Quiz Challenge till the 10th of this month. Earlier, the last date was the 5th of December. In cricket, India were 19 for 1 against Australia on the first day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. Earlier, India's captain Rohit Sharma won the toss and elected to bat first at the Adelaide Oval. Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill and R. Ashwin are back in the playing 11, replacing Devdutt Padikkal, Dhruv Jurel and Washington Sundar. And in cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI at Sharjah today. The match is scheduled to start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. In the other semi-final, Pakistan will take on Bangladesh at Dubai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.